I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Number of coronavirus cases in North Texas continues to climb in North Texas, and we have word of another death. There are now 330 cases across the area. Seven people have died. There are 14 new cases today in Dallas County, bringing the total to 169. The county is also reporting a woman in her 70s has died. There are 45 cases in Collin County, and eight of them have recovered. There are 71 cases in Tarrant County, 36 in Denton. Today, the governor spoke out, and several counties in North Texas made some changes to their mandates. We have team coverage for you.
Yeah, we start in Austin. Governor Abbott gave an update on the fight against the virus here in the Lone Star State.
Flanked by doctors and other medical officials, Governor Abbott delivered the coronavirus update from a DPS warehouse surrounded by medical equipment to be shipped out to the front lines.
The state of Texas is competing with other states for supplies and competing with the federal government for supplies. The good news is the federal government is racing to increase the supplies.
Governor Abbott also reaching out to the medical community for more help.
If you know of someone in the medical sector who can help us out in ensuring that we're doing all we can to respond to COVID-19, be sure and let us know.
Abbott's also calling for daily updates on hospital bed capacity and COVID-19 tests. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So far, COVID-19 has left 11 dead in Texas and between 715 and 810 testing positive for the coronavirus.
Almost 8 million people live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the mayor of Dallas says he does not want people to get confused by different sets of rules dealing with the pandemic. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the details.
Mayor Eric Johnson says the city of Dallas is matching its shelter-in-place rules to Dallas County to make them more consistent.
And to clarify any confusion among Dallas residents about the many emergency orders they may have been hearing about.
And he also says he hopes mayors and county judges will work more closely together to eliminate that confusion across the Metroplex.
I believe that we can achieve a much broader consensus on emergency orders.
Johnson's also canceled Dallas City Council meetings through April 29th, except for the two committees dealing with coronavirus response. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
At the same time, Dallas imposing new restrictions. Collin County, though, is moving the other way. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the mayor of the county seat isn't totally on board with the new direction Collin County's taking.
Collin County Judge Chris Hill considers every business that can operate within the state's 10-person rule to be essential to the local economy and says they could stay open. And he insists that all the cities that operate within the Collin County borders have to use the Collin County rules.
State statute says that if a mayor's order and a county judge's order are in conflict, the county judge's order will prevail.
But McKinney Mayor George Fuller doesn't think the county rules go far enough, and he says he can impose stricter rules so long as they are carefully phrased.
Once we identify the orders, what exactly latitude is there in having additional conditions from me as a mayor that aren't in contravention?
Hill says the Collin County regulations override other rules in the parts of the city of Dallas that lie in Collin County. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.